Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Some tattoo coming at you in Russian. Of course, the translation is click it or ticket.
Woo!
I'm Pete Mutina.
Glenn Marshall, loving this shit.
Nick Schaefer. I love the drum fill entrance there where it sounds like it's going to go reggae and then it hits you with the Russian chick screaming stuff.
And making out furiously.
Well, yeah. How else are you supposed to get famous?
I love the rule of thumb in the 90s. If it's not catchy, it's not music.
No. I also like the rule where they're not going to get us. It's another rule.
Glenn and I went back and listened to that song the other day.
Yeah.
The lyrics are all just, they're not going to get us. And it's
they're
incredibly.
They're not going to get us.
And then it echoes and it's really, really shrill.
They're not going to get us.
Yeah, and then, but it's all, it's like them
thing.
Driving like a 2.5-ton truck.
They broke
like,
out of prison and then they're driving.
This is the music video?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
They were jailed.
I didn't either.
They were jailed presumably for being lesbians.
Or for being
then,
too hot.
Yeah.
And tattoo hot.
Tatooine.
And then they hop into this ice truck and insist that they're not going to get
it.
Yeah,
them. It was the pilot of Ice Road Truckers because they're like driving through Siberia. It's fucking awesome.
Driving through your head.
driving on your eyes, driving on, yeah. So then they drive for a while, they like smash through a bunch of crap. I really don't know, I didn't see anyone trying to get them, did
no,
you?
No, because they're not gonna.
So I don't know who the they is.
Everyone's very indifferent to their getaway.
Well, that means they're still right, though, because
they're
not gonna get them.
Yeah, they're taking it very seriously.
They're not even trying.
Well, as long as they're correct.
I want a big picture of the they, though. I want to know who they are.
Yeah,
who's trying to prevent these super hot Russian lesbians from lezzing out on screen?
I don't know who it is, but
I am an FBI agent.
Oh,
Christian suggesting the FBI is trying to prevent.
I think,
lesbians.
Or just Keanu Reeves, or maybe Gary Busey. You never know.
Yeah, Gary Busey.
Oh,
do you remember Mr. Mayor? I said Les, so I had to.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of Mr. Mayor, I got a news report sent in by a listener, Alyssa, who feeds us all kinds of great stuff. But this is you want to turn off your cell phone, Glenn?
Hold on, let me take this.
And apparently, an Ohio mayor, there's a video online circulating where an Ohio mayor was biking through a city park, stepped into a fight to break it up, yelling at some teens, calling one a fatso. And it's a 70-year-old Toledo mayor named Cardi Finkbeiner. He's waiting in the midst of about 20 young people. He's heard yelling, "Come here, fatso, and Tubby, get your butt out of here." The mayor's spokeswoman says Finkbeiner was alone in late May, saw the highly charged situation, and took action to stop it. And apparently this mayor does this all the time because they've like apparently got in trouble for chasing down a motorist who drove through a red light and gave the driver a citizen's complaint.
So he's Fat Man? That's his superhero?
I guess. It's just like old mayor dude who just hassles people.
Well, it's not really vigilante justice when you're in a position of power, then, I guess, is
that,
it?
That's true.
And it's not really justice when you're just whining at people.
Well, it kind of is in this country, but that's another point.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten sued by one of those kids' parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get your hands off of my son!
All he's been is elected by the parents.
They love it.
Can't
just initiative.
Ohio's a strange place, as far as
what
I know.
What was his name again? It's
Cleveland Rocks.
Cardi Finkbeiner.
Finkbeiner.
Carty.
Carty? How do you spell that?
C-A-R-T-Y. Cart with a Y.
His parents suck.
From late. And he was named Seven.
Couldn't be Steve. They couldn't give him a normal fucking name.
I can't believe did they know he was going to be fat, so they named him after a cart?
Something he'd need to be wheeled around on eventually.
Yeah. Something he used to transport his truckloads of food.
And the other piece of breaking news, which is circulating the web, I just found out about this before I came down here, was apparently, you guys know who Perez Hilton is, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Is he dead?
And you almost. And you know who Will I Am is? He's the,
yes.
The black guy.
Wait, are they gay together?
Oh, I wish.
But I don't know who Will I Am is.
He's the Black Eyed Peas manager guy, and he was in that new X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I know
so,
what you're talking about.
So Will I Am apparently punched the hell out of Perez Hilton, like just beat
over
the hell
what?
Out of him.
For was he talking smack about him on his...
I don't know, but Perez Hilton's already got like 50 tweets up on his Twitter thing about it.
Well, thank God.
My face hurts, and not because of the vigorous soft palate pounding I've gotten from Cox. It's from Will I Am's fist. Yeah, so, sorry.
I just wanted to keep you guys up to date with the news, the important
news. That's ridiculous. So we have no backstory yet.
No, it's all being handled by the Toronto police. So.
Oh, it happened in a lot of fights in Canada.
Is Perez Hilton Canadian?
No.
He's
sadly,
not.
Sadly, I think he comes from this country.
Yeah, no. Canadians, I've I mean, I have great fighting stories from Canada, but the funnier one, I was in a diner, and I asked this dude if like I could take this seat. He's like, no. I'm like, why? Is someone sitting here? He's like, no. I'm like, really? And this was in Montreal. And then he stands up, and he's like, what? You want to make something of it? I'm like, no, I wanted to sit down and not stand and eat my lunch. He's like, yeah? Yeah? I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he like got in my face, and I was like, okay. I'm going to go ask that guy over there if the empty seat next to him is taken.
See, this
you
is,
can go fuck yourself.
This is what happens in countries where guns aren't legal. You can just pick fights with anyone because you know they're not going to whip out a gun on you.
I guess. But like, what if I had a knife? What if I just cut him up? You know?
The knife.
Well, you know he's got a knife because in Canada you're always like 40 miles away from the nearest hospital and you never know.
This was in downtown Montreal.
Yeah, 40 miles from the nearest hospital in the woods, moose grazing everywhere.
I was so confused. I was like, you want to fight over me asking you for a chair that you're not using? He wasn't even using it as a leg rest. I could maybe understand that.
Glenn stabbed him 34 times.
Yeah, and then I got out of that mess.
And he Twittered about it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to tell you guys how, but basically I just booked it across the border and I'm not allowed in Canada anymore.
Why is it called Twitter than like the little individual posts are called tweets?
Yeah, that's weird. Twitter
Why isn't it Twitter?
Twitter?
Because twit sounds bad.
Yeah, well, Twitter sounds bad.
It does.
Yeah. I guess birds, you hear birds twittering.
That's a really bad...
Do you? Is that the actual term?
Yeah.
Oh, then well, that makes sense. That's the best website.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a Dr. Contrarian.
But isn't that the worst feeling when you hear a new fad is sweeping the nation, you know it's not going to go away, and it has the most obnoxious effing name ever, and you know you're just going to hear it constantly?
Over, yeah.
You're going to hear it.
More.
And.
More.
And.
More.
New drops here on Click It or Ticket.
Oh yeah, always stepping it up.
Featuring some Men in Black drops today.
How?
That's
is that a Native American saying how?
It sounds like Homer eating something.
Benjamin Button talking within the first 30 minutes of the movie.
I didn't see that. Was that worth seeing?
It was like Forrest Gump 2.
I didn't see Forrest Gump.
You haven't seen Forrest Gump?
No, oh my God.
Do you know who you're talking to? Of course not.
Forrest Gump is one of those. It's like the godfather of our generation.
No, it's see, there's a lot of things like that where it was like Billy Madison, too, which I didn't see until really recently. Is if you miss the initial wave of it, it's not like anybody's going to want to watch Forrest Gump with me now.
Yeah, but we all.
I'll watch Forrest Gump with you.
Yeah, we all miss the initial wave with Billy Madison because it came out when we were like five.
Well, whatever. I missed the initial wave when our generation saw it. And then nobody wants to watch.
Why won't you watch my move A? That was a terrible impression, but.
Let's do the entire podcast with poor Forrest Gump impressions.
That will only help this prosper.
Gumpcast.
Well, podcast.
I don't think I sound like that, but this cast is great. I don't know what a podcast is.
We
podcast is this podcast does.
Speaking,
we need to get your friend Joe on as a guest.
Yes, Joe, if you're listening.
He does a flawless Gump. We could do
flawless Gump. Yeah, the sequel.
Yeah, where he gets a brain implant and he has like 180 IQ instead of an 80 IQ,
and he's even better at ping pong
and football,
and he can run for like 20 years
longer.
Instead of just 10.
Yeah.
Can we get the drop from the Bourne Identity where he's like, I can run for 5 minutes full speed at this altitude without stopping or something like that? About Forrest Gump.
He has a computer readout about his endurance level.
Yeah, but he can't remember his effing name.
Yeah, it looks like a video game in his head. And he has like the Predator layout for his vision. It's like heat seeking and everything.
But we do have a story request from a listener, and this is several weeks old, this request. But
well, we haven't been paying.
But we do have Christian on the show, and we were kind of curious to hear. It's a short story, really. But Christian, I don't know. Well, the story of your concussion. Have we done this yet?
No, we have not.
This has comes from listener Jeff, who is apparently our biggest fan.
My God.
Yeah, and, we signed those pieces of cardboard we held up for our iTunes photo. We signed all of those, and he like I guess we're gonna give them to him.
Yeah, and he can sell them on eBay in 10 years.
Yeah,
when
we're
worth millions of dollars.
Super famous.
I was gonna say when they're worth nothing because they're cardboard.
He can use them to pad his box on the street, which he will inevitably live in because he listens to our show nonstop.
The free podcast makes him go homeless.
Well, no, he doesn't have enough time to work because he's constantly catching up on podcasts.
They're only 30 minutes long. And we have like. 14 of them.
Yeah, and that takes up all his time.
Well, wow. You can't stop listening.
That's devotion.
Can't stop, won't stop.
And dissecting it and peppering casual conversation. But anyway, back to...
I've never had a concussion,
so... Pete and I just can't stop playing footsie here. I have. I've had a few.
But Christian had the best one.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Who wants to run us through? On the one hand, Christian is the protagonist of the story. On the other hand, he was rendered unconscious.
Well, how about this? Why don't we get up to the point where it becomes end scene for Christian, and then Pete and I can take over.
Yeah, Christian's up
the scene. Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, it's just a regular evening with the boys drinking by the pond. And we had to get some firewood and
casually trying to address the fact that you want to hook up with each other, but you don't want to be the one to suggest it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
of
like,
course.
Dude, let's go get some firewood. And then we get really close to each other and we hold hands while we go get firewood.
So Glenn and I went to go get firewood. And
I think that's how Deliverance starts. Sorry.
It was a very snowy, icy night. And we decided throwing firewood would be
the hill was a sheet of ice.
Oh, yes, so yes.
Walk so didn't want to carry the logs down, just throw them.
No, we would slip if we were to try and carry the logs up this hill. So we had to throw them up the hill. And one must have got away from Glenn. And, well, it just hit me right in the head, knocked me straight down. I hit
the
ground.
I did yell Christian as it was hitting you.
Yeah, it was.
As it was hitting you.
You screamed your target as you hit it.
Called his shots, just like the Babe.
So I was hit in the head. I thought everything was fine. I got back up. My head hurt a little, whatever. Kept drinking. Really didn't drink that much. And then next thing I know, I don't know anything. I black out. I'm gone. The night is...
That was it.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, happened to your... What did you do with your victim?
Let me tell my side of the story here.
I was at home doing my homework.
I was minding my own business.
What's your alibi, Marshall?
No, we were tossing these logs up the hill, and then I guess some of my brother's friends distracted Christian, and yes, one of the logs got away from me. And in my defense, I did yell Christian right before the log hit him in the head. But he should have been paying fucking attention.
It was really dark, and I was actually stacking the wood in the cart.
Yeah, I know. And I was trying to help you by throwing the wood in the cart, but you leaned over the cart, and my perfect accuracy...
And he was forcing illicit drugs on Glenn, and the only way to defend himself was to throw the log at you.
Yeah, so I guess we took the cart of wood back down to the pond. And I think you were fine for a solid half hour, I think. And then you only had like maybe 3 or 4 beers and a couple shots of whiskey. Like, you were... You was doing fine, and then things started to get ugly, and he started to get in a fearsome argument and get in Pete's face, and I think you can take over from here.
Oh, man. I don't know. He got really upset about I don't know what. It was just he was in my face and kept like kind of touching me a lot, and not in a fun way. Not good touch.
Not
bad touch and like show me on the doll where he touched you.
Like
bad
a
touch.
Menacing touch?
Yeah. Like we're going to throw down type of thing. And Glenn kept trying to pry us apart. And I was just kind of laughing because I was so put off by everything.
The laughter infuriated him.
Oh, yeah. It just fueled the log-induced rage. So Christian eventually went home. I don't know really what happened. I just assumed he was really drunk.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to, like, tackle him, like, and just be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
At one point, though, didn't he also fall into the icy water?
No. You see, I came to for a little. And
that's not what you said earlier. Quit changing the story.
No. I came to for a little, and this is where I fell in the pond.
Oh.
I clearly wasn't myself because all I wanted to do was walk on the ice when the ice was very thin, and I knew this.
Well, you knew it before.
I knew it in an unconscious
state. The log removed that knowledge.
That's where I was aiming for.
His ice center?
His knowledge of ice.
Used the log to absorb his powers.
Well, yeah, so then I went for a little swim in frozen water.
That's a good time.
Next thing I know, I wake up in Peter's bed.
In my bed, yeah. I had to sleep in the guest room.
Because you were afraid of him.
I was just like, screw that. Well, because I assumed he was drunk. I was like, he's being so lame. Like, I was like, you just leave him alone. She thought he was drunk, too, which was the total hypocrisy of it. Yeah. She was like, oh, he's just wasted. Like, leave him alone.
Your mom.
It's like,
leave him alone.
Yeah. So I had to sleep in the guest room for some reason.
The one time they actually let you have a room to view of your own.
Yeah, Christian, you should get concussions all the time.
I know, I'm
that
trying.
That way you can both sleep comfortably.
Let's work on this together.
Oh, so, Jeff.
You should definitely go to sleep. Oh, yeah, so then talk about the discussion with your mother.
Oh, yeah, the next morning I wake up in this bed, completely confused. Last thing I remember
How was your head?
It hurt. It really hurt. And so I went downstairs and... My mom, the first thing she said to me was, "We need to talk." And my response was, "Yes, we do." Where she filled me in on what I was doing when I came home, which was just screaming at Peter some more. And
I'm not done with you yet.
The pinnacle of it was, he was like kind of rolling around in my bed. And I was like, can you move him to the other bed? And, like, my mom, I was like, it's just like really annoying. And then Christian sat up and said, "Go back to UConn." And then he like started crying.
That's so sweet.
That's a story of love.
So then
sadness.
You promptly went to the hospital.
Yeah, I promptly went to the emergency room and found out I had a concussion.
All right. Jeff, I hope you're happy. That is the sad tale.
So the moral of the story, kids, if you're ever drinking and wind up getting a concussion, just sleep it off.
Yeah, that, or if you have like 3 or 4 beers lying around and you don't think that's enough to get you drunk, shack two of them. Have one of your cool friends smack you in the head with a log and then drink two of the rest of the beers.
One of your cool friends?
Yeah, it'll only work if it's
a cool
friend.
That insinuates that you're one of our cool friends.
Yeah, and then you'll get really
drunk. I'm
not
sure how I feel about that. Yeah,
really drunk for really cheap. We are in a recession, people.
And logs are just sitting around anywhere. I don't know if that segues us into the GenCom discussion. I don't think we really want to
go GenCom? This was all the rage last summer.
It's true, it was.
Speaking of recession, it's more relevant now than it was last summer.
Yeah, it is the ultimate recession drug. For those of you who don't know, GenCom is the most free drug there is.
Ever created, arguably.
You essentially...
Unless there's a weed farmer living next door to you.
It's freer than that.
It's so free.
You put your bowel movements and your urine in a jar.
Dude, disgusting.
Then you let it ferment for three days.
Christian, to each his own.
Disgusting.
For 3 days in the sun, you let it ferment.
Or as long as you want, really.
Yeah, but 3 days is that peak age. It's a lot like brewing beer.
There are different schools of thought on this. There are different schools of thought.
Then you inhale it and apparently hallucinate. It was a big thing in the Midwest, which is crazy. So if you could afford food, you could afford GenCom.
Get your food and drugs from the same substance.
And you don't have to worry about going to a drug dealer. Parents should be all about this.
Yeah, you should.
Encourages regular bowel movements, regular eating.
Learning to manage supplies, economize.
It's cheap.
If you guys are going to be doing GenCom, I want you to do it in the house where we can watch you.
Watch you do, Jake. If you're gonna huff your own shit, we want to supervise.
Well, the preferred method, I believe, we watched was it was like a big when they for the generic sodas they come in the 3-liter bottles.
Oh yeah, and
it looked like one of those.
It says like soda, but it's spelled
Champagne Cola.
Yeah,
the grape soda is Uva Cola. Which is grape in Spanish.
And there's Inca Cola.
Yeah.
And then there's Jen Cola.
So you
Cola,
take
which
you,
is awful.
You pinch all these loaves and piss all over the place inside this bottle, and then you put a balloon on the top.
Oh, so you know it's ready. Yeah,
so you know how much GenCom is actually filled up in there.
One of its slang names, no joke, there's on the news story that informed me about GenCom.
Was this on CBS? Or?
Yeah, some like it was local.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. There were a few local news stories.
But it was called Butt Hash.
I love how they always provide the slang names for parents so that, you know, they don't get as if you're going to be fooled in conversations. Like, remember, sometimes it's called meth. It's just called dust. So you don't get fooled when your kids are just saying, "Yo, do you want to smoke that dust?" That, you know, you aren't fooled.
And they pull out a white bag and be like, "Chill, it's just dust."
I thought dust meant slang for candy cigarettes because they're kind of powdery and the dust falls off. Oh, I'm a terrible parent.
Heroin is called H. That's a very clever.
You guys, we're going to go out back and do some butt hash. Okay, kids, have fun.
Like, no, wait. Butt hash is a bad thing, Mom.
I really feel like the
butt hash. Don't you watch the news?
I feel like the butt hash thing was just created by the media because you know how they have like every summer rolls along, they're like, "Oh, everyone's fighting the battle of the bulge to get their beach bodies back in shape." You know what I mean? They have those annoying catchphrases. So I feel like they had to come up with some they needed like a pseudonym for it.
What is that fixation on obnoxious puns? That it's gotten to the point where they are making fun of themselves. It's like they know that these suck, but it's just obligatory. It's like, how about
They know that these. I feel like there's no one in the writer's room who's like, "Wait, Battle of the Bulge? We're really doing that again?" And he doesn't start just pummeling everyone else in the writer's room.
Throwing his jars of GenCom
at
them.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Joe Pesci-style beatdown. It's just like, "See? This is what happens." And he's just like beating the shit out of the guy. He's like, "This is what happens. Now get back to work." I feel like there's no one there to just fucking keep these people in check.
Speaking of newspapers,
be fired. That's assault.
Speaking of newspapers, I saw something.
Not if you're the boss.
Infuriating.
Who's
in the paper.
Boss?
All right, so we always are making fun of Darien, the town, the small town in Connecticut, which we all come from. And
I thought we always made fun of minorities
and the police therein. This there was an article in the Darien Times paper which said robbery foiled at local bank, which is exciting because in my senior year of high school, there were three separate bank robberies in town, and all three of them escaped on foot.
Same dude, at least for two of them.
And were arrested elsewhere, like way out of town, which is, you know, spectacular. You can't catch the one crime in town, and they have the massive escape vehicle of their feet. This time, and so I said, hey, they caught one of these guys. This is great.
Were they wearing clown shoes?
Yeah. Then I read the article, and yeah, it was an it was an inelegant turn of phrase, Glenn. Thank you. The robbery wasn't foiled because the police caught him. The police still have no idea who did it, but the guy went in and asked for money. He was foiled because the bank was closed and all the cash was sealed up. But they advertised it as if the Darien cops had made some sort of massive, heroic, you know...
Yeah, they covered him in foil when he was trying to... trying to rob the bank.
Yeah, a lot of people talking bad about the banks.
Well, there's the notorious bank robbery in Darien.
Talking smack about the banks during the recession. Turns out they prevent robberies of all sorts.
There's the notorious one where there was a shootout at one of the banks in Darien, and the guy shot his way out and got away because we had to wait for the Norwalk SWAT team to come in, the town next door that actually has a decent police force. So that's what led to us getting insane amounts of. Silence
the massive
M4s.
Arsenal we talked about.
Silence M4s and a SWAT team equipped to kill.
First couple episodes. Anyway, that really made me mad that they're like, oh, we foiled him. It's like, you can't foil someone if you don't catch them. They just didn't get as much money as they wanted, but that doesn't mean they were foiled.
So every breaking and entering where it's like, oh, shit, the door's locked and the guy leaves, that's the police foiling a robbery?
Yeah,
how much did he get away with?
Oh, it just said whatever small amounts of cash was just like...
It's usually just rolls of quarters and shit.
wait, was where? Was it in a little tray? Like, please just take one? Halloween when the family isn't home?
He stole the little wicker basket with the lollipops and a whole bunch of deposits.
Yeah,
left.
And the jar of UNICEF pennies.
He left all the green ones because they suck.
He meticulously picked them all out. One at a time, no... No.
Yeah, look forward to our Halloween podcast.
They say he was foiled is because it was mostly green ones.
He stole all the lollipops, but they weren't his favorite kind.
Tellers estimated that there were only about four reds and two yellows left because it was the end of the day and their next shipment of lollipops doesn't come until next week.
And that's just
when a Brinks truck pulls up and delivers the lollipops.
Take that crime. That, suck on that.
No, it's a Charms armed car. That's just not doing your research, though, when the guard shifts are changed and when the lollipops are refreshed.
Also not doing your research, what bank do you know that hands out Charms lollipops?
What bank do you know that is open after 5 o'clock?
after 2 o'clock. Banks
really?
What a sweet job. The banks open at 11, they have an hour lunch break, and they close at 2.
It's genius. And it's your fucking money, too. You can't get it. Sorry.
Go online.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Then you can get it whenever you want. But my printer, like I said in a previous podcast, does not shit out $100 bills.
Not yet.
We're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on the fucking printing press.
When we're not working on the podcast, we're working on making money come out of our printer.
Counterfeit money out of our stock printers.
Well, your listeners will be able to know once our website gets all kinds of upgraded features, which we bought with our printed money.
Yeah, dear listeners, if anyone wants to trade me my $100 bills for your $100 bills, you can reach me at Glenn at peaklondonneck.com.
And they'll give you 2 for $1. It's a great deal.
It's a really good deal.
Some of them are only one-sided. I mean, you can staple the back to the front. I mean, no one will know.
Or paste it. Pacing, I find, is better.
Yeah, Glenn, come on. Stapling, that's a little amateur.
You have to be a little meticulous so it doesn't get all bumpy, and then you can use it in vending machines and such. But
that's weird, though. In first grade, all they wanted us to do was cut and paste, and I don't think I've ever done it other than that context.
Outside of there, yeah. One of my teachers in first grade, thought I was retarded for two reasons. First grade, it was because I couldn't use scissors properly. They thought I was retarded. Second grade, I couldn't color inside the lines, which is pretty fucking essential to second grade education.
I thought these were vital skills.
Oh yeah,
they kept hammering.
Whoa.
Cursive handwriting, same thing. They kept hammering us with that. And then as soon as
I thought I was a genius because I picked it all up right away. I was just
you peaked in third grade.
I was man, school is easy.
Yeah.
boring.
Going back to the counterfeit thing, there was a kid in our grade in eighth grade.
Well, yeah, the whole it was he
was a good friend of yours, right?
Yeah, he had a really good, nice color printer
for the time there. Yeah, and he would print out. It was
It was still nice. He was a Hewlett Packard. I remember looking at his house. He showed me how he did it. So he would just photocopy both sides of a dollar. And
he had $10 bills and fives, I think, were his best.
Yeah, and basically all he would do all class while our teacher was talking is he'd crumble them up till they had their consistency of tissue paper and then just go to the snack bar and buy us all food.
Yeah, so they felt real because they were so
crumpled.
So
it just felt like old, worn-out money.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, you guys want some onion rings? He'd be like, it's on me. We'd be like, how the fuck does this kid have all this money?
And he's like, oh, I make it.
I literally, like, print money, like, no joke.
Even though, like, probably at the time the cost of colored ink cost way more.
Yeah, but to his parents. I mean, how often can you just, like, decide you want $20 and then
brilliant.
Hit copy and then create $20?
I still wish everyone wishes they had that ability.
I was so confused until I saw him doing it. Like, in gym, everyone would be changing, and he's like, I'm not going to change for gym. I have to fucking make money. I have to crinkle up fucking...
Time is money.
Never was that phrase so relevant.
But, Pete, you did get an 800 on the cut and paste section of the SATs, right?
No, I only got 750 because that was
you
right when they changed
wrong?
To the new 20.
No, that's wrong.
And it wasn't on the PSAT.
That's just
which
bad
is
luck.
The printing.
I feel so bad for like the lady counting her register, and then she turns in the money, and they hand it over to the Brinks guy to drop off at the bank every day. And Brinks comes back from the bank, and they're like, "Look, you're $40 short. Your fucking counterfeit scheme. We let it slide the first couple days, but this is bullshit now." And it's like, this is coming out of your paycheck. She's like, what? I promise you.
From a public school.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I swear to God. Like, why? I mean, I really like this job. I have benefits and everything. Like, I'm not looking to lose this job. They're like, yeah. And they just drag her away in handcuffs.
It's like, till that to the
judge, to lunch the judge. Lady.
You'll be judged by, you'll be a jury of your peers. So 12 lunch ladies. I wonder how far that money went.
I know.
Before someone like found out and was like, "Whoa, what the f?" Like when people do, I'm sure people try to counterfeit money constantly.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Oh fucking A! I was in New York City 2 Saturdays ago, and I went to this sushi place. I wish I remembered the name so I could fucking like slander them on the air. But I had a $100 bill, which is pretty fucking rare. So I paid with a $100 bill in hopes of getting real money and change. Mm-hmm. But instead, I had like they gave me $4.20s back. The bill was somewhere under $20. One of the fucking $20 bills. I'm at the bar right after this. I pay the guy, and he immediately takes it. And he starts touching it, much like was crinkling up the money. Oh, I'm sorry. I just gave out the kid's name. We can edit that out later. what minute are we at? All right, 26:55. So I hand it to him. He starts touching it. A British guy, and then he marks it, and he's like, "Yeah, no, that was fake." I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
So
and he's like, no, like, believe me, like, I just marked it and everything. He's like, yeah. I'm like, can I look at it? So I compared it, and it was obviously fake. It felt fake. All the numbers were, like, off. The coloring was off. But these Jap bastards gave me a fake 20.
Now, did he take it back?
Oh, yeah, they have to.
They have to take it?
They have to keep it, yeah. I just lost $20 just for no fucking reason.
The worst offense since Pearl Harbor.
Oh, it's terrible.
Not like this.
Yeah, no, so that really
and
sucks, man.
And $20 for you, I mean, that's
like how
that's a couple hours of work, isn't
the
it?
The British guy knew our money better than you.
No, and I'm like, so how did you know? He's like, well, if you know anything about notes, just looking at it and then feeling it.
If you have eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, goddamn it.
That's the first step.
Bloody Americans and their faulty eyes and hands.
I know, he was so cool. And then he bought me like 3 drinks because he felt bad. I don't know if he felt bad. I was tipping him a couple bucks or dollar or two every drink.
Some fake dollars. Some Monopoly money.
Yeah, I rolled out. No, it was life money. I gave him one of those $50,000 bills from life, and he promptly put it in the register and gave me $50,000.
It's like, this is fake. It's like, well, let's see what Mr. Railroad has to say about
it. I was going to say, I gave him Indiana Avenue, which is a $250 value.
Yeah, I cashed in one of my hotels for 4 houses, and I gave him the difference.
He just taps the sign that says Monopoly money.
Only Monopoly real estate.
It's like you're looking for possibly the bar next door. I don't know. They take it.
Oh, and they have at the McDonald's now. They say if they don't offer you a
McCafe beverage.
Yeah, if they don't suggest one of their new McCoffees, then you get one for free.
They didn't offer us one last night, Nick.
They didn't. And I was like, if I drank coffee, would I even cash? Because I'm not that. What kind of asshole is like, oh! I got you.
I caught you.
You
speak very little English.
Yeah.
Me trying to explain that you didn't ask me about the McCafe beverage is going to be more fucking effort than it's worth.
It's like technically how you can order a smile at the
Oh,
I was about to bring that up. One of the best things Nick has ever done is we pulled up to the drive-thru one time, and there was just some Spanish lady or something.
She was real nice.
She was very nice. Well, she was just kind of doing her job, hands me the food, and Nick was like, can I get some straws, please? She hands over the straws, and he's like, and a smile? And she was like,
what? And he was like, a smile, please. And she gives this big grin, and Nick just guns it.
I've asked for a smile before just to see, like, in multiple areas to see if it's actually, like, a viable McDonald's thing, and it is. They have to fucking smile at you.
And but what you didn't, I don't know if you saw this, because I was facing her and not you, was she asked, she was like, smile, very quizzically. And I said, a smile. And I, like, use my finger to illustrate, like, the corners of my mouth.
Just smile.
I gave her visual aid as to what I want.
You said smile in sign language, which is just smiling and pointing to your smile.
Yeah, pretty much. But she, I think she was genuinely
for
amused.
For our deaf listeners out there.
I was worried she'd be really pissed, but she was genuinely amused.
Yeah, so many things wrong with that statement. And so many things right with this podcast.
Thanks a lot for coming back, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and a shout-out to our two listeners in Argentina.
And I'm sorry for... Oh, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, what's new, Buenos Aires? All right, catch you guys next time.
I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them all.